Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's give Jesus another clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. I think Mary was not here when we were saying, don't deny the fact. The fact is the fact. God does not say that something which is there is not there, but he can call something which is not there to appear. I hope you follow my point. If you say the roads were beautiful, why are you running from the roads? Go on them. I was driving from here to Zaria. Terrible, if you have gone on that route. I mean, I kept saying, for God's sake, what is going on in this country? That road has been that way for more than 30 years. For as long as I have known that road, it has been that way. All of the money that has passed in our economy, this road carries all of the trailers from the south to the north. And nobody has thought that this road needed attention. It should be a super highway from Lagos to the end of the Nigerian boundaries. All these years, our leaders are shameless. They are very shameless. But like I said, God is good. When you go on those roads and you come back, you know that God is good. And the drivers are careless. I mean, they are unreasonable. You are driving behind another vehicle on those roads, and the front of your vehicle is like this behind the one in front of you. 3 feet, 4 feet behind the vehicle in front of you. So this is stupid. If anything goes wrong with him, you go into him straight. But again, God is good. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God. I had a ministration in Zaria on Sunday, and we had a wonderful time. The Lord be praised. We thank God. I'm going to be speaking for this month by the grace of God. And at this time again, I want to revisit something that I have treated in the past. I don't know how long ago that was. And it is the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. And the reason that we have to do it over and over is because the church is not manifesting the gifts very much. And without the gifts of the Spirit, we cannot prove, we cannot demonstrate to an unbeliever that Jesus is God. Are you following me? We cannot. I can tell you for sure. Go to some places to witness. You have to show them that the babalawo in the village is nothing, and that Jesus is something. And the way to show it is not by talking. You have to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit. When you do that, you don't have to sweat. They will believe. I have shown you videos here in the past of some of our experiences out on the mission field, ministering among Muslims. Perhaps the wrongest thing to say is, you must first accept Jesus before we pray for you for healing. What you need to do is pray for them for healing. Are you with me? When you pray for them for healing and they say they're healing, they will want to know the Jesus. Hallelujah. I must have told you about the wife of one imam in one village. I have been witnessing to the husband. And you know how difficult it will be for the imam to convert. He is wanted to convert. It got stronger on him when we had these missionaries come on a visit. And that was okay, me, you know, where they killed the chief. And we were going to ascend the great rock. come with us. And he came with us. And after we ascended the rock, we prayed, and people were descending. And he pulled me back. And he said, "Oh, well, but you are for me. Are you coming to me? Boba the law. Holy." He said, "Hey, listen. Pray for me. I have this chest problem that bothers me. If you pray for me and I get healed, you are going to see what I will do." Which implied, I will give my life. He didn't say it, but he implied it. So I said, "Okay." And I laid my hand on his chest and I prayed. And I said, "Take a deep breath." He did. Out, in, out. I said, "Go." And he was fine. Hallelujah. So time after time now, I would say, "Baba, I worry about the agreement on the top of the rock." Then he will stand and he will be laughing. Each time I saw him, "What about the agreement?" He will be laughing. Then one day he said, "You know," he said, "Oh boy, on sorrow say me, you're ministering to my spirit." He said, "Listen, you're ministering to my spirit." I said, "Yes." Then he said, "Oh boy, Ada," referring to the Muslims. He said, "I said, "Yes." He said, "Ada." He said, "Listen," he said, "we are not good. We are awful bad." Referring to the Muslims. He said, "You know that I am a leader among them." I said, "Yes." He said, "We are bad." Then I said, "Stop, stop." Then I called Femi. Femi, he had just started going with us to the villages then. And I was with him alone in his room. So I said, "Wait, wait, wait." I called him. I said, "Femi, come." Then Femi came in. I said, "Baba, start again, say it again." And he repeated the whole thing to his hearing. Implying that he wanted to convert, but he was very afraid. Are you following me? And I knew that he was right. But all he needed was the boldness to confess. "Let death come, if it will come." That was what happened to the chief. The chief is now in glory. Are you with me? He stood alone among them. Nothing would change him, because himself had seen the glory of God several times. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it came a time I was to travel to the United States. I would fly out on Tuesday. That Sunday morning, I decided to quickly go to the village, talk to this man again. I knew he wanted to give his life. See if I could convince him before I come back here to minister at the church. So I went very early to the village. Femi was with me. Are you? Yeah. And I said, "Look, I'm here because of you. I'm traveling on Tuesday. Are you ready now to give your life?" And he stood laughing. And his wife was sitting there. And she was suffering from arthritis. Seriously, she couldn't walk. Her knees were swollen like this. And she said, "Hey, bo, me a bashite, me shito. If you should take your bad Jesus, no bad way, bad way for me." His wife said, "Hey, listen, if he's not ready, I'm ready. I'm ready to accept Jesus. I'm sick. I want you to pray for me. I can't walk." The imam looked at her and started to laugh. So I said, "If I pray for you and you get healed, it's not just that you will accept it, you will be going to church." She said, "I'll go this morning." No kidding. She said, I'll go this morning. I have her on video. And I laid hands and I prayed. I said, get up. She got up. I said, walk. She walked. That was more than 3 years ago. But still like 4 years now. She is still walking all over the village. Hallelujah. So I led her to Christ. And I quickly left and came back. Of course, the reason that I went that morning was because I had a strong feeling by the time I returned from the U.S., the imam would be dead. I was there when he died. That morning, she went to church. Of course, I had left the village before our pastor arrived. You follow me now. I just quickly went there and returned. So the pastor came in the afternoon. The pastor said, excuse me, sir, I saw something. I said, what? She said, Baba, Imam's wife, came to the church and sat down. He said, I didn't say anything. He said, the service went on. Then I asked people to give testimonies. She raised up her hand, got up and gave testimony. I said, yes. I said, she gave her life to Christ this morning. I said, I was there before you got there. And so she continued. So the Muslims went to her husband and said, you are the imam. How can your wife become a Christian? After the husband who wanted to be one, I hope you follow me. And the man said to them, leave her alone. All the time that you have been sick, what did you people do? Now, these people have prayed for her. Now she is well. You want to kill her? Say, leave her alone. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. So they kept quiet. But then shortly after that, like I said, the man died when I was in the United States. Now they started to harass the woman. And along the line, the woman went back. She couldn't take the harassment. I have not asked her one day why she went back. When her husband died, we started to give her something as a widow. We still give her up till today. We didn't stop any benefit. Hallelujah. She still has a lot of respect for the church. A lot of respect. She will come back finally before she dies. That I know. Because the hand of the Lord is already upon her. It is not everybody who can stand and say, kill me if you want. Do you follow me now? Yes. But the Lord will give her that victory. And so I'm saying, look, the gifts are very important in our commission. Frankly speaking, if Jesus had sent the disciples, go and preach the gospel, and had not said to them, you shall receive, what do you do with power? You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses all over the world. What do you do with power? You get things done with power. Are you following me? A lot of people can preach, but doing the miracles is a different thing. Of course, people will give their lives. But you know what happened in the early days of Christianity here? The missionaries came. They were not Pentecostal. They preached the gospel. Thank God for them. They believed in it. They came. But there were no miracles. People confessed Jesus. They gave their lives to Jesus. But when they had problems, they went to the Babalawos. They went to the voodoo men because they didn't see power in the church. They were happy to be Christians. But when there was a problem, they went to the voodoo men to help. And that is shameful. My grandfather, I think I have told you before, my grandfather's house was the first place where Christianity started in Ogbomosho. And we are called Ile Igbagbo up till today, the home of Christianity. And when you get there, there is a signboard outside. It's the home of the first Christian convert. There is a signboard there standing. But look, my grandfather was a pastor, was a Baptist pastor. He was buried on church premises at Okeleri. But when we had problems, we went to Babalawos. Are you following me? It is shameful. It is shameful. We went to the voodoo man for help because I was preaching in the church, and that was it. Even many pastors, that is what they do. Let us face it now. Many pastors, because the gifts are not operational in the church, you don't see the gifts at work. In the 60s, in the late 60s, so the children who followed me are twins, two girls. They were at Comprehensive High School, Ayetoro. I was working at Barclays Bank, now Union Bank. I was working in Ibadan. My mother slept one afternoon. My father was driving my sisters back to Ayetoro. He was the secretary of Ilaorogu local government at that time, my father. He went to work there, so I will get my wife from there. My mother was sleeping, and she had a dream. And she hustled herself on the way to Ayetoro with my sisters. And she saw a woman try to hurt one of my sisters. And my mother started to fight with the woman to prevent her from doing what she wanted to do. And while she was struggling with the woman, another woman quickly did what she was trying to prevent this woman from doing. And my mother woke up. And to her amazement, when my father returned, Taiwo, who was the one in the dream, my father brought her back. She fell sick on the way. The devil is at work. You hear the minister say, the devil has no power. It's not true. Jesus never said that. The devil has power. He is not dead yet. What Jesus did was give you power over serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. Jesus did not say he has no power. He gave you power over him. And that is it. So my father dropped Kende and brought Taiwo back. That was the beginning of a long struggle. There was nothing that we did not do. My father was secretary to the local council. Everybody knew him. Do you follow me now? All of the hunters, all of the everybody brought what they had. My sister knew that she was dying. She would take anything and eat it. Anything. This dragged on for some time. Then the pastor of our church called my father and said, hey, Oroilowo Ayenu, Omonala Arasino, Epilafiwepi. Now, if you want to quench fire, you don't send fire, you pour water on it. There are some bad sayings. Are you following me? He says you use fire to quench fire. Now lie. You use water to quench fire. You use a blessing to overcome a curse. Are you with me? He said, look, there is a man in the Okomosho, he's a Babalawo. He said, when I was in the seminary there, he used to make juju for us. Yes. He recommended the man to my father, and since the pastor had recommended this voodoo man, my father carried my sister and they went to Okomosho. He took him there. From inside the church. I'm saying these things to provoke you. You have to operate in the gifts of the Spirit for the glory of God. I don't want to teach and you forget. I want to teach and you continue to meditate on the gifts and you sincerely desire the gifts. In the church today, we desire money more than spiritual things. If somebody comes with a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, all of us will get excited now. Everybody sitting here. Praise the Lord. Well, thank God for those things. But what about the spiritual things? We are not sensitive to them. The man would give something to my father, my sister would use. She wasn't getting better. There was a man in Ila at that time. We call him Brother Karim. He was a Muslim, converted, but was cherubim and seraphim. Of all things, I can tell you for sure, he had a gift to see visions. No matter how you split it, he was one. Like a prophet of old, you could come to him and say, I want to go to Oshobo. I hope it's okay. And we don't do that. You follow me? But you could. Some people, you know. And he will pray, and he can tell you, when you get to Ekiro, you will have a flat tire. But don't worry, replace it and go, you will come back in peace. When you get to Ekiro, you will have a flat tire. He can tell you. And he came to our house regularly to pray. So you could see all the hunters were coming, the alagurans were coming. And we were children of God. I remember one time my father traveled. And he was to return that day, and it rained heavily, and it was dark in the night, and he had not arrived, and there was no telephone in those days. You remember, I'm talking of the 60s. You cannot know, you just have to wait. And Brother Karim, we just came in, and we said, oh, our father traveled, and he had not returned, and he just prayed. And he said, oh, he said, what if he's almost here. He said, something got spoiled in the car. Something that turns like this got spoiled. He was illiterate. Of course, he could read Yoruba Bible. Shortly after that, my father arrived. Ah, praise God. What happened? Oh, my father said, you know the wipers. There is a motor that drives the wipers. My father said, it got spoiled. And it was raining. Do you follow me now? And without the wipers, how do you move in heavy rain? Glory to God. And so one day this man came to the house. This man prayed. And he told my father. He said, during this week, this sister will get well. He said, but I know that it is not my prayer that will heal her. My father said, okay. During that week, the ailment just peaked. It was worse than ever before. Spiritual warfare is like trying to get the children of Israel out of Egypt. It starts on a lower scale, then it increases. The devil knows that you are ready to get out. Then he tightens the screw. Then he knows that you're ready to get out. And God gives him a long rope to prove himself as the mighty God. He gives him a long rope. Then God does something else. The devil tightens the screw. Finally, the firstborns are being slain. Then the devil drags you out. Leave my country. That was what happened in Egypt. During that week, the sickness just peaked. And my father got tired of the whole thing. I had an elder brother. He died when he was in high school. My father said he started to think, will this one die too? My sister was cold. If you touched her, she was cold. She would drink boiling water, put it in a cup, give to her, she would drink. Serious demonic oppression. So it came a time my father said, I have to take her back to Gumosho, to this Babalawo, this voodoo man. There was no other place to go. So my father carried her to Gumosho. They now got to the man, and the man took one thing, you call it Bekude, eh? The man took one thing, put it on her neck, said, carry her back, I will be coming. Now the devil will begin to feed his own prophet in our house, because we went there. Are you following me? We went there voluntarily. I said to people, if you go to the devil voluntarily, whatever he does to you, you consented to it. But God would break the yoke. My parents loved the Lord, but they got frustrated not seeing the power of the gospel at work. Still, they loved the Lord. So my father started to return with my sister. And my sister said, I am not getting out of this town. Send me law. Then my father got frustrated completely. But I had an aunt. She passed away a few years ago. Mary knew her. Where is Mary? You know my aunt, right? Close to the hospital in Ogbomosho, the story building. Her. At that time, she was not living in that house. She was living very close to Okelen Baptist Church. And you will pass in front of that place to go to Ila. You know, that time we would take Ikiro Road, Ogbomosho Ikiro, you know? Okay. So my father stopped there, and my aunt said, there is a crusade going on. There's a place called Akata in Ogbomosho, CAC. Said, this man is a prophet, CAC from Ebed. They call him Baba Abiye. He also passed on some time ago. A lot of people knew him. He was a man of God, a real man of God. Something has happened in the CAC today. But she said, he will pray for her. If he's not there, others will pray for her. My father said, let us go. Anything that could work, you know. So they carried my sister and they went there. They got to the place, the man was there. The man himself was blind. So they told him they had brought a girl who was sick. Then he said, let them bring her in. So they were bringing my sister in. And the man said, is that the girl crying? They said, no, she is not crying. That is the way she breathes. He said, Okunomale. If that is how she breathes, then the battle is tough. They brought her in. He laid hands on her. He prayed. My father said he had never heard anybody pray like that. We have a way of praying like Otoshieleshe. Abaramorite. Ungrateful. Sinners. Wretched. If that is what you are, then Jesus died in vain. Isn't it true? After what Jesus went through, bled, died, buried, descended to hell, took possession of the keys to death and hell, came, went up, sat at the right hand of God, you are still a wretched sinner. You still do not appreciate all of the good things. Then for you, he died in vain. My father said, the man said, Jesus, I'm calling you, come and do the job. Don't send angels. I don't serve angels. I don't worship angels. I worship you. I know you. Do it. That was the last moment of the sickness. If you want to clap, clap. Hallelujah. He now told them, he said, take her and bring her back on Monday or so. So they started to go. My mother said she wanted to say, she's still here, why don't you just keep her? But then she remembered, in the Bible, if Jesus said, rise up and go, you rise up and go. You don't suggest your own thing. You do what you are told to do. So she kept quiet. So they took her out into the car. They started to drive. She was always wrapped in blanket. She threw up the blanket. She removed the sweater. She started to sing. Today she lives in the United States. She's a pharmacist. She lives in Florida. I mean, I'm talking about the 60s. And then they got back to Ila, all of the nonsense that they had given her to eat, to drink. All of the Satan does not cast out Satan. It is a spiritual law. Let us face it. When she got there, she started to vomit. Everything. Everything that was not planted there by God was uprooted. To me, to my family, that was a great challenge. This man worships the same God that we worship. And the devil could tell us running helter-skelter. And this Baba could sit on his chair like that. Pray and say go. don't you think that we should feel ashamed, some of us as Christians, that we can see these things happen and we are not in it? Christians prefer that you keep ministering to them than that they build up themselves and minister to people. Do you know that most Christian ministers spend most of their time ministering to people who have believed? Do you know that? People who themselves should be out preaching and ministering to others, laying hands and healing the sick and opening the eyes of the blind and showing forth the glory of the Lord. We prefer to relax, sit down, let somebody else be praying for us. I know that you do not muzzle the ox that treads the corn. If you are Christians, you should be benefactors of the gifts, because the gifts are given for the benefit of all. But then the commission also is for all. So everybody should be out doing it. Hallelujah. And when I meditate over these things, deep in my spirit, I just pray that God will touch us, the believers, not to just believe, but operate in the power of the gospel. The Apostle Paul said, I have not come to you preaching with beautiful words, using oratory, but I am demonstrating the power of the gospel. When Elimas stood in the way by Jesus, when he stood in the way to prevent the gospel, Paul said, you are going to be blind for a season. You will not see the sun. The Bible said immediately a dark mist fell over him and he was blind, and they led him away by the hand. Some of us, if a juju man stands bam in the middle in a crusade, we will scatter. I've been a lie. Hey, we will run. Let the church be the church. These are the end times. Let me tell you, we will have challenges. We will. And it is for us to stand strong, stand tall. And believe me, you can be very gentle. It's good. We'll talk again about the fruit. It's about talking about the fruit. It's nice to have the fruit. The fruit can bring about the gifts, but the gifts don't bring about the fruit. I hope you follow me. Now, you can be a very gentle Christian. So gentle that you refuse to even hurt the devil. Are you with me? So gentle, the devil is hitting you there and you are just sitting. Do you follow me now? You have to be both. Jesus is the Lamb of who?
God.
A chorus. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Can you believe that that lamb is also the Lion of Judah? He is not just the lamb, gentle. He is also the Lion of Judah. You have to have both in order to do it right. The lamb aspect of him, gentle. The lion aspect of him, Jewish. Praise the Lord. I remember some years ago, a lady was brought here. She was undergoing deliverance. Then I heard a loud noise. She was shouting. Then I got up in my office. I started to come. She ran out of the room. She wanted to run away. She couldn't stand in the presence of the ministers. When she got there, I came out from here. She stopped. She looked at me like, oh, I'm on fire. She ran back. You follow me? And the ministers were there. She ran back. Confusion. She didn't know what to do. Confused. Yes. To the kingdom of darkness, you should be as fire. Hallelujah. We need the gifts of the Spirit. Go and meditate on this introductory part. Go and think about it. Go and talk to God. I cannot be an effective Christian without all of the tools that I need to do the job. I cannot be an effective Christian. And I want to be. You have to want to be. Nobody can compel you to be. And Jesus said, if you who are wicked know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give the Holy Ghost to them that ask? And if you have received the Holy Spirit, and all you do is pray in tongues, you are not making use of the Holy Spirit who is in you. He has to express the fruit in your life. He has to express the gifts in your life. That is why he is there. He is not just for speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give Jesus a clap offering again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For me, for most members of my family, after my sister's episode, we will never be the same again. My parents did away with every juju man, and they stood on Christ Jesus. I was just getting ready to travel to the United States. I couldn't forget that experience, and I had to retain it. And I thank God. I believe it is yielding fruit. You will never get to the end of the road. We have to continue to move on and on and on until we leave this world. There is something else to achieve. And may God help you to achieve them. Give Jesus a clap offering again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to have our general discussions, free talk. Any questions, any comments? Anybody? Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Please.
The challenging message. When I was sick, there's a friend of mine, he's a Muslim. You know, people were thinking I had stroke, but I knew I didn't have stroke. I didn't know what was wrong with me. You know, there's one Baptist man at very close to CSE, very close to what do you call them? Police something there. GRA. He does Salako. He said I should go there. I told him that what is happening to me is not Salako's case. My case is God's case. That I've been told by children of God that I'll be healed. Another person, another very close friend of mine came to me one day. He was already drunk. He didn't even know that his wife was with me. So he said, look, Jide, when I was sick, you asked somebody to bring me home. Now you are sick. He said, I have a friend, and the person uses maybe Oguguru or something like that to make medicine. He said, look, I'm healed now. He said, he will use that kind of medicine for you. I said, thank you very much. I agree with you. But, you know, you cannot use two things together. You either serve God or you serve mama. But I want to serve God now. If God fails, then I'll come to you. But I knew God would not fail. He left me. Another woman came one day with one man. He said, okay, because I've helped her before, one of the children, I took him there to either give him admission, he had finished. So he thought he wants to revenge. They said, look, this man has helped me so much, so I want him to help you. So he was asking me what happened. I told him everything. Then he said, if somebody has trained you. He told me so many things, and he will help. Then, when he did something, I said, look, I've been told by God that he will heal me. Whatever you have, just keep it. I know our God will not fail. It was after that the enemies came and gave me one paper, one book to read. Before then, I could not read. I could not pray. I mean, Mr. Adini, am I lying?
I'm talking the truth.
I could not pray. I could not do anything. I did not even recognize my children. I was very lame. I wasn't coming out. I was sitting there. Then he introduced me here. It was then March ending that somebody introduced me to Professor Mutosho. Then he started treating me. Then he said I should go and do a brain scan. After 5 days, I brought it. He said I had friend. And I knew I would operate it. He told me I would operate it. And I have to say that because our Lord is living, we will do it. I didn't have any fear. You remember when I was coming here initially? Sometimes they took us there. I knew I was not troubled by a demon. Because I never had anything with demons. God was with me. And when it was time, he said, you will operate. I said, I'm ready. He said, all right, tomorrow, you go. I said, no problem. My wife was amazed. Yeah, I said, don't worry, there's no problem. Sometimes I didn't understand what they were saying, but I knew the talk of operation. Baba was talking to the time. He said, when I was coming here, even to talk, I couldn't talk well. But after the operation, my brain came normal. I couldn't write. After about 6 days, I wrote a letter to my rector. This is my handwriting. So what I'm saying is that I'm supporting what you have said. Because it's only the Lord who can do it. Go to this, go to that, you're wasting your time. And that's where, when I go out and I see people, I open my head and I look at what God has done. God has done.
Hallelujah. Amen. Did you raise up your hand? 2 minutes.
Lord, I just want to encourage we mothers who go to this prophet. When I came here newly, one of the twins was just drying up, dying. She was getting dry. You were counting her ribs. So somebody advised me to go to Lajoring Road, where this prophet and this CNS, I will buy candle like 12. They will surround it and fire. They will be calling fire, me and the baby, the girl. No new. The next day I will come again and burn another about 7 candles. It was terrible. We did it for almost 2 weeks. So one day I just stood in the house. I said, I asked God from this child, and I don't even know you when I asked. So I looked up and I said, God, you gave me. I remember I asked for twins and you gave me. Will you allow a twin to die? As if I was talking to my age mate, not knowing that God was hearing. And I entered the house and I said, I will fast. Then I wasn't a born again child of God. So I said, I will fast. This girl must not die. And to God be the glory. The eyes just changed. Somebody whom you will count the ribs, she started recovering, she started eating, and everything came. I beg you with the mercy of God, these prophets, they are liars. Don't go to them.
Praise the Lord. You know, it is very shameful that some of you will go to a prophet who takes you on top of one rock and he begins to wash for you. Am I where you are? Niyawo, Lori Apata.
Praise the Lord. Maybe by the grace of God, I'll be able to give my testimony fully one day. The story he gave to us is just like mine. I shared it briefly with you one day. It happened to me very recently, 2 years ago, when my son was sick. He had a stroke. I took him everywhere. Babalawo, Alabra is even fair. Re-Babalawo, in the re-village, where I never dreamt of, even I didn't know it existed. I went everywhere. We took everything. We ate everything. We saw things. We sacrificed. And all to no avail. Until one day, I came back to my senses, but all this time, I was praying. Even if when I'm going into their cause, I was still calling my Jesus. And then, to my surprise, when they gave my son everything, To me, they will just look at me and pass away. They won't give me anything. There was a day, one came to my house and asked my son to sit on Ota. I don't know what it's called, it's a koti. And he will put his both legs up. It won't touch the ground. So he did that before the incision was made on him. And he said, you are his mother. I said, yes. He said, you have to do one. We have to do it naked. My son did it naked. When it was my turn, I sat on this akoti. I supposed to put my legs up. My legs were down. I didn't put it on. I didn't know. And this man didn't even notice it. I was on the street, naked. Nobody noticed it. I couldn't remember that I was to do the same. This man who was to do it for me didn't even remember. So my legs were on the floor, fully dressed. And he was putting this incision on me. There was no blood. And he came and looked at me. Why is there no blood coming out? And I said, I've already got Jesus' blood in my veins. And he said, I told you, he was telling the second man, this man doesn't need it. And then my son noticed it. Mama, you even got your feet on the floor. And I said, so they were all laughing. We both laughed and they left me alone. So children of God, no way, no other way. I've seen it, no other way. So please, if you, I had to call my son. I said, now you remain the same, and the condition is still the same. So why can't we go back home? And then, children of God, if you are still there, or you still want to go, don't go. There is nothing there. Stick to where you are. Alarewa Jesu nkwe o wo kuti kweju unwi jeje watodo me wo uti nduro iwo chenduro lode ileko Uduro de o, iwo senduro, lode ileko wale koto ti. Iwo senduro, lode ileko, uduro de o. Iwo senduro lode ileko wole koto pe ju.
The singing pastor. If you want to clap, clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is with you. By the grace of God, we will continue on Thursday. Make sure that you're here. Invite somebody. Because after this teaching, nobody must be the same again. Amen. We must all be different. Amen. It will be so in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody who has the desire can get it. They are meant for us. God bless you. Let us pray. Most righteous Father, we thank you, Lord, for what we have shared today. We thank you for Jesus Christ who died for us, who made us benefactors of these things that are eternal. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who works your will in us. We give you praise, our God. Father, we have a desire to step up. Thank you as you lift us up. We give you praise, our God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
A clap offering for the Lord.